everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ghoul Girls. I'm your host, Britt. This is my co-host, Jess.
Hi, guys. We are back.
We're back from our hiatus, our extended hiatus. I finally climbed out of that grave I was digging myself, guys.
I really like that one.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, we apologize for everything. It's been pretty hectic in our personal lives, but we're back with some spooky tales for you guys. We're back. Where are we back from, Jessica?
We are back from the shadows, which, if you haven't figured it out yet, is the name of this episode.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely could have thrown in a couple more ghost puns, or not even ghost puns, shadow people puns, because that's what our topic is for the evening, you guys.
Because shadow people are not ghosts.
But shadow people are people too, and they deserve rights.
So here we are to tell their story, and for a penny a day. No, I'm just kidding. That's another episode.
Not a penny. You guys can subscribe to our Patreon that we probably don't use anymore, but still. follow us on Anchor. That's a good way to support us. Follow us on Instagram. That's another way y'all guys could support us, by the way. Anyways. Yes.
And not to mention, Patreon supporters do get free private episodes.
Yes.
So that's something to look forward to.
A private dance. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Okay, she's kidding. Moving on.
Moving on. Anyways, this week's episode, we decided to do it on shadow people because, as everyone knows, I am still being haunted by a shadow person, which Jessica has still, you know, clued me in that it's actually a space dimension alien thing.
Oh my gosh, these guys are like Back to the Future time travelers. There's a whole mess of theories out there.
What's the doctor's name for Back to the Future?
You're asking the wrong person.
Oh. And I go to Universal Studios every week, so you know,
you gotta learn.
That shows you. Sorry, I'm moving my coin laundry around here. I'm sorry. It's not a ghost, I swear.
Okay, same thing here. If you're hearing ruffles, I just had to pull my cat off of my mic. So, yeah. So sorry.
My cat is knocked out on the floor. He's had a very, very rough couple months lately, guys. But he's back. He's back to full speed. Anyways, before we get into the whole shadow people, you know, are they dimensional beings or are they, I don't know, demons? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that they could be. I'm not sure. I'm not the expert. I'm not a shadow. I'm pretty transparent, actually. Anyways, before we go and jump into that, just wanted to ask if any of our listeners are into any, like, social media, you know, nowadays, what is it called that's happening right now? World news, but it's not really world news. More sleep routine. Not fake. Okay, calm down. We were going to talk about the everything that's coming up. All this scary stuff that's coming up. There's a lot of spooky stuff happening in the world right now.
Spooky,
true crime. It's a good year for a school enthusiast. We got, like, what? How many new, like, isn't there, like, a new Conjuring movie coming out?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, a bunch of horror stuff coming out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. I wanted to make sure our listeners are, I know I was explaining that so bad, but I just wanted to make sure our listeners were aware of what is happening in the ghoul world now. Also, me and Jessica were talking about the Ted Bundy epidemic that's going around. We have the Zac Efron, who kind of looks like Ted Bundy, so I'm a little freaked out about that. And then we have the Netflix Ted Bundy tapes, which are pretty good.
I finished that in like a day. Yeah. I knocked that one out.
You know, I've been stuck on Kingdom Hearts 3. Woo woo for all my Kingdom Hearts fans out there. I've been stuck on that, so I haven't really been watching anything. Ooh, also, speaking of video games, you guys, feel free to message me with any video game recommendations. I love horror games. Right now, I'm playing Resident Evil 2 Remake. That shit is scary.
Oh, yeah. No, you're crazy when it comes to horror video games. The amount of things I've seen you play, I can't. It's too spooky.
That and Visage was a pretty good scary game. You know, I love it. I'm addicted to horror stuff. Anyways, I just wanted to keep everyone, like, updated because I love what is it, social media? And I'm always posting on social media about all the stuff that I like. I know we had recommendations for The Haunting of Hill House, which was a great Netflix series, I swear. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. Even they had Haunted, which was also a Netflix series that was also really, really good.
Oh, my God. They were so good. Yeah, really definitely. Not sponsored, by the way, but Netflix.
Keep it up. You're making some good series. I was also listening to the, I was watching the Joe Rogan one as well, the special that they had. It's really good.
Cool. I'm going to check them out. Now you know.
The more you know. Okay.
And we're about to educate you even more.
Yes. Y'all are about to get educated as fuck.
Okay. Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. First off, Jessica is going to share with us what a shadow person is. I always assumed that shadow people were like maybe ghosts or bad entities. But apparently they're not or something like that.
Yeah, these creepy little bastards. Well, they're not little. Okay, let's start with the basics. From what we know with different accounts and stories and from like origin stories, what shadow people are, this is essentially how they're described. They have a demonic nature about them. They are usually over 6 feet, 6 feet being like the least. And first and foremost, shadow people are not ghosts. So it's believed that they are conscious entities that are just probably things from another dimension or realm or even time travelers. So yeah, time travelers, like they're just coming back to haunt you.
What I get confused about is like we have like shadow people, and then we have, what are they called, apparitions, which are like ghosts and stuff. But how do they know they're from the future? What if they're from the past?
I'm trying to figure that out myself, because it's kind of believed that shadow people have always existed, that they've always been here, and it's believed that they're conscious, like they know what they're doing, they know that you're there, they know that they're in the room, they know they shouldn't be there, and they just give off like this really gross energy. And it's believed that, okay, so this is how I came to understand it. Ghosts at one point or another used to be a person. That yes. was a living, breathing, physical person with energy. And when that person dies, whether they have unfinished business or they're feeling this horrible corporal pain, it's decided whether or not to become a ghost, which is their residual energy. And we have to die to become ghosts. But for shadow people, it's kind of believed that they've always been, and they didn't come from a person. So if they didn't come from a person, people were speculating, because they have this person-like nature and they appear as people, that they're like an entity or a time traveler or from a different dimension. And it's even said, you know, I don't know if the listeners know this term, the Hat Man. It's said that yes. So specifically, it's kind of talked about that the Hat Man is our own manifestation of our own negative energy. Okay. And that it appears as a Hat Man for everybody. But it's also guessed that he is something, he's a shadow person, but he's entirely separate.
Yeah, that's creepy. I actually also heard that some people claim that, or they think that the shadow people are these different types of, like, I guess it's like a cryptid kind of, but it's called like a djinn.
Ooh.
It's like a, yeah, it was like, it's like a, not sure where the djinn originated from, but it's like similar to like angels and demons kind of thing. It's really creepy.
And this thing is already creepy.
Yeah, it's already. When me and Jessica were little, when she was a little baby, a little babe.
A little wee babe.
Before I had ever heard anything about like a Hat Man, I was probably probably in elementary school, but I remember it was really late at night and I was watching an episode of Inuyasha, which was like my favorite anime back in the day.
I love Inuyasha.
Yeah, I was watching an episode of Inuyasha and it was really late because it used to come on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And so I was watching it, and the way that our house was set up was that it was like kind of like a shotgun. You could see it from the living room, you could see into the kitchen, like it was a hallway, and then you could see into the kitchen. Above the kitchen sink, we actually had a window that you could see out of. And I remember watching, and I turned my head to look at the kitchen. I don't know why, it was just a feeling. Like, I just, sometimes you just look in a certain direction, you can't really explain it why, but it was just something just caught my attention. And I had seen a man walk from one side of the window to the other, like a black mass, and I just really distinctly remember him wearing a really large hat and a like a long coat, and he walked past the window on the outside of the house. And at first I was like, oh, maybe it's our neighbor. And then not even a second later, I see him walk into the house, like he's on the opposite side of the window in the house, and he walked right through it. And it was probably the most scariest thing. I screamed for my mom. I started crying. And it was just really terrifying. It was probably the most scariest thing I've ever, like, really felt in my life. One of the things, aside from everything that's happening to me now, which is terrible. And, yeah, it was really, really scary. And then there were a few times that I had caught him in the house, but they were really brief, like, from the corner of my eye and through like a door handle, because my mom decided it was a good idea to take the locks off the doors when we were younger.
It wasn't because like we were in like any kind of trouble. It was like it was just easier because there's so many of us locking each other out.
Yeah, like five kids.
It's an easy fix.
She would just take off all the door handles from the door. Single moms, what can you do?
Which caused us to see all sorts of things.
Yeah, like
from ghosts walking past our doors.
It's probably a manifestation of our horrors of having a five siblings and stuff pulling and on each other's hair.
You know, a lot of people might not know this, but Britt and I, we do have a bit of an age gap.
Yeah.
So her telling this story to me, I feel like I get to enjoy it, like as a listener, like as an audience member.
I know,
because
I know.
I didn't get to experience voice. That. I was a little kid, and if I did, I forgot. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I know. My voice is just so great. I mean, people could listen to it forever.
So raspy. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh wow. I got that rugged trucker look.
Oh yeah.
I don't look like a trucker, guys. I swear, I'm pretty cute. Anyways, yeah, that was my shadow. Hatman experience, aside from everything that I've experienced now due to like everyone says it's because I played the Ouija board. I don't believe that. I think I just like
it was entirely coincidental,
not my fault. But yes, Jessie, what else can you tell us about shadow people? What are their favorite hobbies aside from staring at us?
I can tell creepily. You their favorite hobbies. So their favorite hobbies include tormenting you. And two, apparently, they are believed to feed off ghosts.
What? I didn't... Ooh, that's interesting.
Yes. So this was also a new one for me. It's believed that in the same way they feed off of humans, like, you just feel drained being around them. It's just so filled with, like, negative energy. It's believed that they also can get fresh negative energy from someone else who's been trapped, like a residual entity, aka an entity, aka a ghost or a tormented soul, you know, would help out just as much. But definitely not really a good thing, you know? I mean, I wouldn't want myself trapped as a ghost to be bait for shadow people, and they're staying places with a lot of ghost activity attract shadow people.
Ooh, that's kind of scary. I didn't hear about that one. That is actually a first for me.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you gotta know that shadow people are just filled with pent up negative energy, and they always appear like you saw it. A bunch of people even commented on our Instagram that they had seen shadow people or have had an experience. So it's surprising, like, once you let the word out, you'll hear other people's stories. It's not like a rare thing to happen, you know what I mean?
It's just like, okay, that's so weird. Like, shadow people are one of the things that I don't like. I mean, I'm all up for, like, scary stories and, like, horror and stuff like that, but just, I guess, because I have a really bad experiences with shadow people. And I think I mentioned it on the podcast already about this one time I was going to my car and I saw the shadow of a person on the opposite side of me of the car, and I scooted over because I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to get in their way. And there was no one freaking there. It's, I guess it's just the peripheral vision shadow people that, like, really freak me the fuck out. You know, I have bad ass eyesight as it is. I don't need people in the peripheral vision, you know.
You don't need more fucking people me popping up, man. Up on you. Yeah.
You know, I'm really have really bad eyesight. And my glasses are so thick. But I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to shadow people, like, what do you, like, what do most people, like, experience? Like, what are the symptoms that you're being visited by a shadow person? I know it's, you know, you see the shadow people, obviously. Is there anything else that, like, comes along with seeing a shadow person? For me, I always get sleep paralysis when I really experience it.
Oh, yeah.
Is sleep that really common?
Sleep paralysis, definitely. I mean, you've seen them. You have sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I'm already freaked out by you. But yeah, sleep paralysis, not being able to move your body, not knowing if you're awake or asleep.
It's always the creepiest.
Imagine being pinned there and this thing walks into your room.
Yeah, I don't need to imagine. I've had it happen to me how many times? Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Another is, you know, that anxiety, just feeling that dreaded, awful aura in the air, feeling it in the pit of your stomach. It's gross. For sure.
No, has anyone said anything about, like, different, like, smells or anything that they've smelled? Have you heard, read anything about that?
I don't know about smells, but you know what, that's definitely interesting, because people do believe that it's demonic. And if you know anything about, like, demonology, it's always said that when a demon has been there or is there, you can always smell, like, that sulfuric smell, kind of like rot. So, I mean, okay. Damn, that's a clue.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's actually pretty freaky. Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if I become a shadow person, like, what would I smell like?
But that's the gag. Will you become a shadow person? Because there's a theory that shadow people are made from your negative energy.
Ooh, so then yeah. It should, you know what I would do? I would make my shadow person crop dust everyone.
Ew, it's so fucking gross. It's so nasty.
Can you imagine having, like, sleep paralysis and then, like, my shadow negative entity just goes over to your face and you're like, oh, it's this black mass above me. And then it, like, turns around, bends over and, like, farts in your face. And you're just like, no, I can't move. This is so terrible.
Okay, so I was actually, as we were talking, I was kind of psyching myself out because we are recording at night right now and I'm, like, alone in my apartment and I'm just, like, hearing things and trying not to catch something corner of my eye. And you said that, Brittany. Oh, you sent me out of a mood.
This is a comedic podcast, by the way guys. We are here to inform you but also totally make you guys laugh your ass off.
Oh yeah,
with,
I hope so.
Farting shadow people. Oh man. Anyways, pretty much what I'm just trying to get across is I'm trying to figure out if the entity that is fucking with me is a shadow person, a ghost, a demon, a negative energy. I don't know. I had a really good...
Are we playing that game?
Well, I know, right? I had two...
Guess what it is.
I had 2 good months, Jess, of no sleep paralysis, no shadow people. And then 2 weeks ago, I'm laying in my bed and I'm getting ready to go to sleep. And I have my dog because we recently got her fixed. So she's been sleeping with me. I'm looking at the door and I see movement on the bottom of the door. And I'm like, oh, it's probably the freaking cat. The cat always likes to pace outside my door. And so I close my eyes and then I feel like I open them and I I'm in sleep paralysis. I can't move. I'm like, I can't talk. I'm just like stuck. And at the time when I was laying down, I was wearing a bun, like in my hair. So I had like the hair, whatever. And I felt like someone was above me, like above my head on the pillow. And I felt like someone was pulling my hair out of my bun. Like really, really like distinctly pulling my hair from my bun. You know how you make it into a ponytail? Yeah. And I felt it. And I like couldn't move and I couldn't move. And I was like praying like, oh my God, please make this stop. And maybe after about, I would say about probably like 50 seconds, almost a minute, I was finally able to move. And I turn around to see if it's Max. And Max is facing me in the opposite direction and he's knocked out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was the most recent thing that I experienced. And it wasn't great. I'm getting really, really tired of it. I couldn't really find a lot of like shadow people stories about anyone really being physically harmed by them. So I'm, or like physically touching them. So I'm wondering if what I'm experiencing is something else aside from a shadow person, but I cannot figure it out. It's really getting to me.
Oh my gosh, I can't, but it's so interesting. You know what? For those who don't know, I went to Brittany's apartment and we cleansed it. We did what, you know, it said that you're supposed to do, cleanse the apartment, get some sage, like make sure your space is clean. Safe.
Yeah.
And we did. And hey, it fucking worked, okay?
For how long? For two months. For how long,
you know? But the thing about this and the thing that we didn't keep up was you can't just do like a one and done thing. When you're going to cleanse something, especially cleanse it and rid it of all of that negative energy that's been affecting your life, it's going to take more than one go. It's going to take a couple goes because you got to get control. You know what
true,
I mean?
True, true.
And I feel like we went good at it. We went hard the first time. We did everything right, you know, but it's not a one-time deal. And I think we need to have a round two at that place.
Yeah, we really do.
Let's give it a go.
I'm like so over it. I'm just like, I want him to leave me alone. Like, I get it. He's my boyfriend. He's my ghost boyfriend.
So we're going to have him on the podcast.
He's going to be on the podcast, guys. His name is Steve. I gave him that name. Oh, my God. Anyways. Well, you don't like the name Steve? I love the name Steve. It's a great name. What's a great name?
I know. I'm so sorry. Such a great name.
She didn't mean anything by that, honey. Anyways. Yeah, like, it's just really interesting what these shadow people are. I mean, I like the idea of them being from another dimension, but then at the same time, I don't think that it would. There's a dimension full of shadow people, just because that's weird. Kind of that must be a really boring dimension. No wonder they come over here into our dimension, where people are more colored and more rich with different cultures, instead of being one like shadowy mass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I get the feeling that maybe there's something more to it. I always feel like that. There's always something more, you know? Dig deeper. I'm just more, like, interested in knowing, like, what to do when we encounter them. And maybe different ways to, like, ward them off, if anything.
The only way I really know, and I guess the only really way, real way that really worked for us was cleansing it and making sure that you're protected.
Yeah.
But are there ways that you found or that you've researched? Because, I mean, damn, girl, you got to fix your problem.
I mean, from what I've just, like, what I've really just been looking at was I did my research about shadow people, but I guess I looked at it from a different approach. I got more of, like, a psychological thing. I got people who see shadow people are mainly like under a lot of stress. I read that they're like a type of a unique behavioral like hallucination called an autonomous entity was one of the things that I read about. And it's just like a weird, it's something you experience from your peripheral vision that begins to appear to be sentient or has like autonomous in their behavior. So they could be in your, it's like it manifests pretty much both like internal and external hallucinations. Like that's one of the ways that they categorize shadow people. So like pretty much they're always in your peripheral vision. And they could either be like someone watching over you, like shadow people could be someone watching over you, or it could be like a freaking giant, like humanoid alien or something like that. Like I got it more from like a different point of view. So than you did.
You want to hear something really fucked up?
What?
Okay. So that's, there's, like I said, there's a bunch of different approaches. You can approach it like religiously, like it's a demon and sage it and cleanse it. You can approach it like as this thing being from a different dimension or being from inside of you, which is where sleep paralysis comes in and sleep disorders, and even people with narcolepsy report seeing shadow people. Yeah. But it's crazy because there's this thing called like where you get hallucinations when you're between lucidity and dreaming. So when that hallucination occurs, half of the people who have reported seeing things in this scenario, half of them feel like there's something in the room. And some people, even commonly, a bunch of people agree that they feel like a demon is sitting on their chest.
Yeah, I've heard that
too. What this comes from is there are reports of the Hat Man. And in these reports of the Hat Man, it involves him jumping on their chest and choking them. Just like the demon when you get sleep paralysis.
Oh, that's really creepy.
Even more fucked up, this has been reported as far back as the 1700s.
Ooh, yes. Like incubuses and succubuses, right?
I don't know.
Attack you in your sleep. I guess it all comes down based to like sleep-wise, because I also was reading like these statistics that most of the people who like deal with shadow people suffer from like sleep deprivation, delirium, and a stimulant psychosis.
Yeah, all in your mind.
Yeah, and then they also have anxiety, and they always experience like
feelings of it,
like doom and shit like that. But mainly, it's mainly sleep deprivation experiences. Like for me, I get a lot of my experiences, and I have a lot of trouble sleeping. I'm like close to being an insomniac. I go to work at, I have to be at work at 5, so I'm usually up by 4 a.m. It's in the morning. I usually don't get to go to sleep until like 12 or 1. So, you know, my New Year's resolution, as weird as it sounds, is to try and get more sleep because I don't get enough of it. And I feel like maybe that's one of the reasons why, like, people get weird when they don't get sleep, okay? Have you ever met someone who hasn't had sleep and they start talking like loonies? Maybe us not sleeping is getting us, like, closer, like...
Is it breaking that wall?
Yeah, maybe like it's that breaking barrier? That wall. You know what? It could be. It's like when people reach spiritual enlightenment and they see all this like crazy stuff. Take a dab of DMT. Come on, guys. Anyways, but you know what I mean though, right?
Like, yeah. Like we're, by doing that to ourselves, we bring ourselves closer to these shadow people. Like the veil gets thinner.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just
that's
weird.
Some
like,
fucked up shit.
I mean, I'm just wondering if maybe... I don't know. I just feel like there's more to it, you know? There's always going to be more to it. Like, we're just speculating here. This is just, you know, ghoul talk. I like that, ghoul talk. I just want to know, like, what the connection between sleep deprivation and seeing these type of shadow people and seeing these kinds of things. Because Max, my boyfriend, he sleeps a lot and he never sees anything. I sleep very little.
So much. Oh my gosh, dude. I get 16 hours.
Well, lucky you. Okay, don't rub it in.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, because they say that shadow people are conscious enemy, like entities. They're not ghosts. They are conscious of who they are, what they are. You know, like we're, as ghosts are a residual enemy, like energy left over when someone dies. So you know, you can't really interact with them. So to say, where shadow people are more like beings who are there and possibly from another dimension, like you said, or, you know, they could be demonic, but they're not like a residual like entity or whatever.
What do you believe, Britt? Like what
do I believe it is?
Yeah.
I believe it has to do with sleep deprivation. Like I think that there's things around us that we experience. And I think a lot of it is, like, our brain needs to break that other barrier. So maybe, like, when you don't sleep a lot, it, like, numbs parts of your brain. I don't know. I'm trying to look at this from a scientific standpoint.
Yeah.
I also don't want to believe that there's something inside my freaking house in the corner of my wall, you know, waiting for me to go to sleep so it can harass me while I try and get the 4 hours that I'm entitled to as a person.
These things are just so menacing. Like, I've read stories where people have seen them standing on top of dressers, like crouched on top of dressers.
Oh,
why fuck that. Like, why can't you just stand like a normal ghost entity?
Because it's not a ghost.
Like, shit, why you gotta be up on my walls for?
I don't know. Like, I hear a lot of different things as well. But mainly, like, it's just a large variety of people who have experienced shadow people suffer from depression, anxiety, you know, sleep deprivation. Like, and I know because I've experienced a lot of, like, the shadowy figures. If you guys listened to our, like, couple episodes ago, that's one of the things that we talk about. That was one of the things that we, like, experienced or whatever. I experienced personally. And at the time, now that I'm, like, realizing and doing more research, I was, you know, going through depression, or I, you know, was feeling a little bit more negative towards myself and others. And that's when it started to manifest really bad, to where, like, it was crawling into bed with me, which is the creepiest thing.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the crawling into bed with me was probably the scariest. But I don't know if I would count that as a shadow person, because at one point it looked like Max. You know what I mean? Like, the body shape looked like Max, but it wasn't him.
Just your mind digging into, like, the deepest, darkest parts?
Yeah. And then
projecting? Well,
maybe. And then another thing was, like, it never... my shadow person or whatever was interacting with me, it never held me down. If anything, it was trying to wake me. The first, like, the real first time that I ever actually interacted with it. Remember how I told you how it leaned over and he patted my cheek as if to wake me? So I can't really speculate. And, like, from my own experience, I can't say, oh, shadow people are here to hold us down. Shadow people are negative. Like, I did feel negative energy and I was really scared. But I never had something on my chest, like, pushing me down, or, you know, I've never seen them standing in a corner. I've only had it interact with me. Does that sound weird?
It's crazy, because, like, with yours and what I understand is, like, what shadow people are, I'm not sure if they're the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I did
and
see...
And it feels like it's part of it, but it's not. Yeah, like... You know what I mean? Because you're saying it has all of these other emotions, almost. Or intentions.
Yeah, like attributes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, I feel like maybe I have a rebel shadow person, you know? Maybe he does have those negative energies and emotions for me, but, you know, he's still trying to be a homie.
So when does that fan fiction come out?
You know, that actually, like, now that I'm thinking about it, it does come off like a pretty good story. Like, I should definitely take this to a publisher and have them market it. My own personal experience.
Sent to Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's weird. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's very rare for me to kind of talk about these things, just because when I say them to other people, it sounds like a load of horseshit. But it's things that I experience, so I'm very like, oh, are they going to believe me? I mean, it's not right. That I want people to believe me. It's just, this is what I experienced. This is what I know has happened to me. So it's a little bit weird, but I mean, is it a shadow person? I'm not sure. I mean, he was really quiet for the month of December and a little bit for...
like, he was on vacation.
Yeah, maybe he was on vacation.
Visiting his other ghost family.
Yeah, or shadow family.
Or shadow family.
Shamily. You like that? I put shadow and family together. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, or fam... then I can't do it. Anyways, but I didn't experience anything. It was only until recently, maybe about a week or two ago, that I experienced the hair pulling. But he didn't pull my hair hard. It was just like he was trying to tell me that he didn't like my hair in a bun. And he preferred it in a ponytail. Kind of. something like that, maybe. Is what I like
projecting.
To... projecting. He's projecting, I know, right? anyways, that's just so what I experienced as far as shadow people. Do I know what a shadow person is? I have no clue. I really don't.
But hey, they might. So if you guys have an idea, send it our way, because we have more questions as we have answers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally like freaking myself out when I talk about whoever this shadow person is. I always get like the eerie, like, is something watching me? One of those weird things, you know? I get a little scared.
Which is, you know, that's okay because it's a scary situation. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's really, really hard for me to pinpoint exactly what it is that I'm experiencing just because I don't know what it is. I don't know anything, you know. Just me, myself, and I, and my shadow person.
Is that the title?
Yeah, me, myself, and I, and my shadow person.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect.
But I mean, look it. What can you do?
I agree. What can you do? Especially if there's a possibility that it all comes from your mind.
True. I don't know. He's just like, why is he doing this to me? Anyways, what else is there to add? Like, to inform our people about what these shadow personas are, you know? Like, we got that it's usually a black mass, a humanoid type figure, some possibly paranormal or supernatural, but could be from another, you know, like different cultures and stuff. Like, I heard that it could be something from Native American folklore, it could be from like Catholic folklore, if you will. There's people in the Catholic religion who kind of talk about it as well. It's just a bunch of different kind of things. Then you have the psychological standpoint. It's a lot of different views that people have in this kind of stuff, you know?
I've also heard that you have to ignore them.
I heard about that too, but you know what? I'm not gonna ignore a creepy black mass, you know, hanging around my room. It's kind of hard to ignore. I don't know what you want me to do. Like,
have you ever tried telling it to leave?
I can't have move. I can't talk.
Have you ever tried thinking it? Like, you need to go. Like,
I've
get your tried, ass out of here.
I haven't really. It sounds weird, but when it happens, I don't really think of it as a person to talk to like that. I think of like stop. Like, I'll be like stop, stop, stop. But I don't think you better stop. Like, I don't give it like a persona. I mean, I do like jokingly, oh, it's my boyfriend, but like when it happens, I don't think of him as like a person. I don't know. It's weird. It's like an energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird, it's weird. I'm freaking myself sorry. Out.
Well, I'm walking away from this God. A lot more informed than before and hopefully protected against my knock on wood possible shadow encounter.
You haven't really experienced like shadow, huh?
I've seen one, what I believed was a shadow person, and it was when we lived at it was a really old house, and we were like sitting outside with like a bonfire or something, and I was sitting on the swing with my mom, and I must have been like, I wanted pushing it, saying I was like 8 or 9. And I remember it was real dark, the fire was going, all the lights were on in the house, but we were all sitting outside, and I just turned my head to look at the house, and I see this very tall, I want to say it was like almost touching the doorframe, figure of a man, and it was all blacked out. And I remember looking at it for like a full 3-4 seconds, looking at my mom to see if she even noticed, looking back and being like, oh my god, like I was tripping out. And I'm like, did you see that? Like, there's a man there. Like, I saw him. The thing was, it wasn't like, because I was a kid, I didn't know about shadow persons.
Yeah, we all didn't know. I didn't know about the hat man until recently.
But I knew about ghosts. Like, for me, ghosts were like a daily occurrence in that damn house.
I remember.
Yeah. And so when I saw it, I just kept thinking like, oh, that's a ghost. But I kept thinking like, if that's a ghost, why didn't I see what it looked like? Like, aren't ghosts supposed to be people? Like, that wasn't a... Like, I remember thinking that wasn't a person. That was all something black. Else. There was nothing. It was just a mass. Like, there was no body. There was no... It didn't resemble anyone. So what was it? And I'm thinking, could that have been a person? But to me, a ghost, which was a person, and a shadow person, which is essentially not from a... or ever was a person. And even then, I saw it and I knew there was a difference. That's my encounter, and I'm still like questioning it because I'm like, well, maybe it was a ghost, but like you have an issue where you don't know. For me, I didn't have that interaction. I only saw it once. I had a whole mess of experiences in the house. I've heard stuff, I've talked to things, I've felt things, saw things, but I've never seen another shadow person. That was my only experience, thankfully. not going to push it.
Thankfully, people don't. No, I mean, I totally think that it's just something, something, you know, you really got to keep an eye out for, because they're pretty creepy.
Well, I will now, because now I know.
I know, right? Okay, so before we close out, I wanted to leave you guys with some stories that I read about shadow people. And some that I have saved that people have told me about, too. The first one that I wanted to share with you guys was this one about this guy who was actually hospitalized. He was hospitalized for about a week, he told me. He said he was hospitalized for about a week, and he's not sure if this is a ghost or a shadow person, so it falls into either category. We'll let you decide. He said that he was sharing the room with an elderly gentleman. She was brought into the room, they shared one, and then the night that he was, before he was going to go home, he woke up to her yelling and arguing in like a child about wanting to go and how they can't make her leave. And like he said that he definitely felt like there was someone else in the room, but he like felt it, and then he saw her talking to a dark shadow. The next day she actually flatlined, and he became really, really ill. It was so bad that he had to leave the room, and he couldn't go back in there. He had the nurse grab his things, and he was discharged the next day. But she did die, and he believes that she was maybe visited by something
otherworldly.
Yeah.
So freaky.
That was something that I heard. And then I heard like a bunch of stories about like hospitals and shit. So like a lot of people claim to see shadow people inside hospitals. And then the person who was visited by the shadow person usually dies. So that's one of the things that I thought was super creepy. And I was just, you know, very, very scared. another one was this person who had been seeing a shadow person for the last like 15 years. Started when they were 10. And they would just see it. He used to sleep with the door open, which I was like, child, why would you do that? I never sleep with the door open. But he would see him standing outside his door. He would see him standing outside his parents' door. He would see him down hallways. What he said was that it didn't really bother him. He just kind of learned to coexist with seeing what he saw, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like, in its own, pretty fucking scary, you know?
And there's so many like similarities, but there are also like so many differences with all of these stories. So it has me wondering, like, is there more than one type of shadow?
I mean, it's just like, it's just weird. Like, we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I sure as hell don't. If you were looking for answers, you came to the wrong podcast. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, this isn't a podcast. This isn't a podcast about answers. It's a podcast about mysteries and not knowing what the fuck is going on in this world.
That's it.
I think I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. I just get so scared. Like, what is going on?
Well, with that being said, thank you guys for listening to us share our wonderful tales, and we hope you learned something. And if you have questions, congrats. We have questions too.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys have more like stories that you want to tell us, I'm all open. I have like a really big obsession with shadow people right now, just because I want to figure out if my buddy here is a shadow person. Or if it's something else. Like, I guess what I'm trying to get across is that I want to know what he is. You know, I'm getting more freaked out as time goes by, you know? I'm kind of hoping that it'll, like, chill for a little bit. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. I don't know. Maybe I'll use the Ouija board again.
Or not.
I know. Max would kill us.
Well, we'll leave that up to our Patreon. No, I'm just kidding. We're good. All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. It's been good.
Yeah. Before anything, if you guys please follow us on Instagram. We're almost at, how many followers are we almost at, Jessica, on Instagram? We're almost at like 600. which is like, oh, we're already past 600. Huh.
Ooh.
Nice. All right, guys, keep following us. Let's see if we can hit 1,000 or something. I'm pretty proud of our little.
We'll do something special.
Yes, we will. But yeah, be sure to follow us, subscribe, leave us comments. We do like reading comments. We got a lot of really cool comments on Instagram because that's mainly where we're most active. Comment on our posts. We have a lot of like interesting topics on there. It's mainly like our topic discussion board. You know, let us know what else you guys would like to experience or what you guys would like to see, listen. Also, be sure to follow our Twitter. We have Twitter as well. I love the Twitter podcast family. They're so great. Everyone is so nice on there. Shout out to every one of you guys. You guys are so nice. Also, be sure to follow our Patreon. You guys can look us up on Anchor. We're also on there. We're on pretty much most podcast streaming networks. Spotify, Instagram, Facebook. What else are we missing?
Buzzsprout.
iTunes, leave us a review on iTunes. You guys, we can't stress how great it is to have a review on iTunes. We like reading those, so go ahead and drop us a little love. What I'm not getting in life, I need from you guys. I'm kidding. Anyways, well, yeah, I guess that concludes our shadowy, spooky episode. What do you think, Jess? Do you have anything else to add?
Nope, that was perfect.
That was great.
I'm already freaked out as it is. I'm gonna go turn on all the lights in my house.
Yeah, I be getting like that sometimes too. I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm a little bit scared, but you know what? We got this.
We can do it.
Anyways,
all right, guys. Catch you next time. Bye.